help us. And so we are in the end time, and there are end time activities that will round up and culminate into our home going. We are the ones that Scripture will fulfill. Therefore, pay attention to what God is revealing to you now. That's what we are doing. The last time we took the study, we looked at Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. Chapter 4 shows us the throne of God, the throne of God, and particularly there to take note of are these two groups of people, the 24 elders and the four beasts. And for us to understand what Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5 is all about, we looked at the Kinsman Redeemer, so that you understand why Christ is our Redeemer and why he had to come by the virgin birth. We looked at the conditions that you must fulfill to qualify you to redeem one that is lost. You must be next of kin, that is one of them. And we saw how Christ is the next of kin to Adam. In the Kinsman Redeemer, I tried to stress out in the last sermon we looked at that it is Adam that was lost. Adam and his property that was lost. God placed Adam, created Adam here, and placed him on earth, and gave him the certificate of occupancy, the deed of conveyance, to dominate the earth. This whole earth was given to Adam. Even the animals, he named them. Animals bow before Adam. Everything bowed before Adam. He was given the authority, as we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, 28. That is the title deed. But something happened, and he sold himself into slavery. And slavery there, he got himself into the bondage of Satan. That authority that Adam had, he lost it to Satan. By the time we come to the temptation of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2, we saw that Satan could tell Jesus when he took him to the pinnacle and showed him the whole kingdoms of earth, he said they belong to him. When did they belong to him? When we know it was given to Adam, the title deed was transferred. He lost it to Satan. So what Christ came to do was to fulfill the law of redemption. He came to redeem what Adam had lost. That includes you and I. He is the next of kin to who? Jesus is the next of kin to who? Say very loud. He is not our next of kin. He is not my next of kin. Do you understand? He is not my next of kin. He is the next of kin to Adam. Because my own next of kin, he himself is in bondage. He's not qualified to redeem me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am part of the things that Adam lost that must be redeemed. Praise the Lord. He is the Redeemer to Adam. How is he related to Adam? All of us, human beings, we came to this earth by sex act. Adam did not come by sex act. That's why Jesus did not come by sex act. Praise the Lord. That is why he's the one related to him. Amen. That's why he's the only one that was qualified to redeem him. And you saw that emphasized. In the law of redemption, there must be witnesses when the title deeds are to be given to you. And to, we saw it in Jeremiah chapter 32. We saw it also in the book of Leviticus. All, they are all there concerning the law of redemption. There must be witnesses. Now, concerning the redemption of Adam and his inheritance on earth here, Christ is the Redeemer, the Kinsman Redeemer. He has to be given the title deeds. But these title deeds, there must be witnesses. These witnesses are the witnesses we see in Revelation chapter 4. The 24 elders and the four beasts. The 24 elders made up of the 12 patriarchs of Israel and the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Praise the Lord. They are there as witnesses for redemption. And those four beasts there, they are the four beasts. Praise the Lord. They are in the presence of the Lord before his throne. The Bible says, when the enemy comes as a flood, what will happen? The Spirit of the Lord will do what? Raise a standard against it. And remember, Christ says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I said last week, the gates of hell, they are those four horse riders in Revelation chapter 6. The white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse rider will come there. And while he is going to come with his flood, symbolized by those four horse riders, they are the Antichrist spirit. God, knowing that he already raised up a standard that he will use to counter it by those four beasts before his throne. Hallelujah. Those four beasts, they are also symbolizing or the characteristic of the Spirit of the Lord, how he will move. When he will rise like a white horse, he will come also with the characteristic of a lion to counter it. When he changes to a red horse, he will also come with the characteristic of an ox, a calf, the Spirit of the Lord, to counter it. When he changes also to the black horse, he comes with the face of a man, the beast that with the face of a man, because he was going to use the human intellect to counter that spirit. And when he comes, changes to that pale horse, the standard that God used to counter it is the beast like the flying eagle, the characteristic of the eagle. Praise the Lord. So we come to Revelation chapter 5. Let me read it again for emphasis. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back side sealed with seven seals. Take note for emphasis what is saying here. Let me read it again. Catch it. No matter how you have heard this preaching before, please, every day we have more and more light. More and more light. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book. There is a book. You know, we all know the book. There is a scroll at that time. He said, it is written within. Something is written in the book. Within. And something is also written on the back side of the book. In and out. And that book that has something written there is sealed with seven seals. The seven seals is not what is written there. The seals there is protecting what is written in the book. And I said last time that that book is not the book of life that has names written from the foundation of the world. No. That is not what it is. So, don't say he came to collect the book of life. It is more than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I proved it, and I said in Romans chapter 8, how that even the whole creature, they are groaning. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, because the redemption, when Adam lost this earth, it affected even the animals. It affected even the plants, the vegetation. It affected everything in the sea. Everything, nothing is safe again. The fishes in the sea, they are not safe again because of human activities. On earth here, everywhere, the air is polluted. Death is affecting the plant, vegetation, as much as affecting us. Human beings don't live long again. This whole earth must be restored to how God intended it from the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. It's not about the book of life that contains the elect of God. It's about the whole earth. Church, listen. There is something written in that book. What is written in that book is what Adam lost. The authority that God gave Adam, that Satan collected, after Christ paid the price on the cross on Calvary, the judge of the whole earth, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He chooses whom to give it to. He gave it to Adam. Adam lost it. Hallelujah. Adam lost it. Christ came to collect it back. He will go back to He who has the authority to give it to whosoever He wills according to the law. He's the one sitting on the throne. He gave it to Adam. But now that the price is paid, He went back to Satan, give me back that book. The price has been paid. So that He who now owns it will come and collect it. Praise the Lord. And who is he that is qualified to collect that book? The Lamb. He comes as a Lamb. But the angel did not say, behold the Lamb. But he comes like a Lamb. But the angel said, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed. But he comes as a Lamb to tell you, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the earth. And because he has paid the price, he is now the king. The Lion is the king of the forest. He comes as the king of kings. He is the now has the rulership of this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is our Lord Jesus Christ for you. He comes before the great eternal spirit, the creator of the whole universe. The ancient of days that seated on the throne of his glory. Hallelujah. That gave the earth that he created to Adam. And I want you to also note, from Genesis chapter 1, if you read after the creation of Adam, take note, the language used there. It said, Adam, be fruitful and do what? And multiply and do what? Replenish the earth. That simply means, when God created this earth, Adam is not the first he gave this earth to. Something happened before. This earth was under the care of something. There was something else that happened that made them to lose the ownership of this earth, for the earth was built out form. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 says so. If the earth was without form, and then he said replenish. The word replenish, it means something was there before that is no more. Now, I have returned everything back. Praise the Lord. Now, whether they are human beings or not, we don't know. Certainly, they cannot be human beings. But from what we see from scriptures here and here, and then from archaeological discoveries, and then using their scientific gadgets, we are seeing animal bones that are up to 500 years old, to let you know that this earth has been existing long, long, long time before Adam was ever created. Adam, according to history, just 6,000 years plus on earth here. But this earth has been existing for millions of years. And so this earth, the owner of this earth, is the one that knows what he is doing with this earth. When he finishes, he takes it. If you lose it, he will give you to another person. You lose it, he will collect it, give it to another one. You lose it, he will collect it and give it to another one. Now it is our turn. Because after the whole process, we don't know what next will happen. Praise the Lord. That's why he remains a mystery till now. Our own is that when you find yourself on the positive side of that program, you just worship him and just thank him. Because there are angels that are, the Bible says, they are left in chains, kept in darkness. Only God knows since when. Hallelujah. This earth is God's testing ground for his creatures. He tested the angels here. They failed. He created animals, kept them on this earth. They failed. One animal, dinosaurs, one is bigger than the whole of this building that was moving on this earth. They failed. Then he decided to bring Adam. Adam failed. But now he's going to start a new creation. That's why Jesus Christ is referred to as the beginning of God's creation. Adam was the beginning of a creation. He lost it. A new creation is taking place now in Christ Jesus. That's why one of his attributes in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 is that he will be known as the everlasting Father. The position that Adam lost, he will take it. And he will become our Father. For we are born by the Spirit of Christ. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, Romans chapter 8 verse 9, he said you are none of his. If you are not having the blood of your father, you are not your father's child. We are now born again. Born again. There's a new creation that God is doing. So that the old one, you will feed it and pack them and put them in the lake of fire. Destroy them, clear them. So that a new set of people will rule this earth. Which side are you? You must be born again. God is in an agenda. Very soon, after he has saved those that are destined to be saved, the rest, now fuel and firewood for lake of fire. He's given everybody opportunity now for your life to be changed. It has been corrupted by all satanic influences all around. But God is in the business of changing the nature. Not even by your works, by his grace. All you want to do is just yield yourself, that's all. We don't have the ability to live a life pleasing before him. And then he came by his spirit to whosoever will open his heart and allow him to work a work of regeneration in you. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. By the indwelling power that he has released through the cross of Calvary, through the blood of Jesus Christ. But people are just becoming religious. Don't even understand what God is doing. So, instead of them to yield themselves to him, having studied who he is, because he did a miracle of feeding people with bread. And all they knew was, anytime we are hungry, let's go to Jesus. Anytime we are hungry, let's go to Jesus. Yesterday he gave us bread, where we go? Maybe today, not be bread he will give us. Maybe in a salad he will give us today. And they were looking for him. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He's my friend. He's my friend. I will ever. He's my friend. And Jesus looked at them. See. He said, you are not following me. I'm quoting John chapter 6. You are not following me because of the miracle you saw, but because of the bread that you did eat yesterday. Because that miracle is supposed to wake you up. Come, who is this man? I keep stressing this, stressing it. That's the purpose of miracle. That's the purpose of the blessings we receive from Him. The purpose is to call your attention. The miracles He gives you is not for any other reason than for you, for your attention to be called to Him. All through with the disciples, He performed miracles, signs and wonders. But among those disciples, there were 12 in one group of those 70. The others were in another group. And they were following Him as His disciples. They are followers of Jesus Christ. But there was a group that were busy listening to what He was saying. The other group, they were busy with what He was doing. What He was doing, hallelujah, was to attract you to come to hear what He will say. That is the problem we have in Christianity. What Christ does in your life is to call your attention to what He will say. And when He began to say some things, none of them, 70, including the 12, none of them understood what He was saying. When He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, He said, you have no life. He said, my flesh is meat indeed and my blood is drink indeed. That means unless you are a cannibal, you eat human flesh, you cannot enter. You have no life. So life is in eating the body of Jesus. So it doesn't make sense. Throughout that period, He did not perform one single miracle. No more healing, no more deliverance. No miracle. Anytime they come, when I don't come, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. What in this man they talk now? They leave. Oh, go again. The next day they come again. Hey, as I was saying, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, your fathers, they ate manna in the wilderness, they are all dead. I am the bread of life. That any man eat of me, you will not die again. What in this man they talk? No prophecy today. No prophecy today. Where are the prophets? Where they bride now? I don't go here again. I go mercy land. The Bible says, of those 70, say, all of them. They say, what did this man they talk? They have no problem with what He was doing. The problem they had is with what He was saying. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to John chapter 6. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. John chapter 6. That's where He said it, from verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and we are filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth into everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For Him has God the Father sealed, appointed. Then said they unto Him, that's where I am going. What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He had sent. And for God so loved the world that He gave, He sent His only begotten Son. You want to serve God? Believe. You don't believe on miracles, signs, and wonders. You believe in what He is saying. And when He began to say something, that is where they stumble. Anytime, even in this church, we have Bible study during the week. During the week, Bible study. How many people come out of thousands of members here? How many people come for Bible study? But on Tuesday, water ministration. on Tuesday, middle of the week, during working hours, not in the evening. We don't do Bible study. We only do healing and deliverance and counseling and things. Come and see now. People come and sleep here till the next day. For what? For healing. But Bible study, lie. No. That is the same spirit. Hallelujah. But whether the disciples understood it or not, they remained. When the rest went, if you read further, it says they left him. He asked, won't you also go? What did they say? Where will we go? Hallelujah. Where will we go? He said, you have the word of life. He has the word. He is the one that has the word of eternal life. So what was the attraction of the disciples to Jesus? It was not the miracle. The miracle attracted them. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? It was the miracle, signs and wonders, that brought Nathanael. That he came and he followed and became his disciple. When he came, it now went beyond miracles, signs and wonders. It now went to what is this man saying? And remember, it is what you are looking for. When you find, my heart has found a resting place, not in device, nor creed. Where did that song come? Listen, there is always a void that creates hunger, like one who is thirsty for water. So also, I think it's Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2. Can we read it? Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2. There is always a void. Verse 2. 42. Psalm 42, thank you. Psalm 42, in verse 1 and 2. This is how it says. It says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, as the heart is an animal, fainting, panting, anxiously looking for water to drink from the water brooks. It says, so panted my soul after thee, O Lord. Unless that animal finds that water to drink, he has no rest. There is something about the seed of God. There is something you are looking for that goes beyond miracle signs and wonders. The soul has a food to eat, has water, needs water to drink. You can never satisfy that by miracle signs and wonders. There's something until you strike that thing, you don't have your rest. God himself puts that in all his true children. That is the hunger that causes you to seek him. When you find the source of that water, hallelujah, you may not understand how the water looks, but the source. Jesus Christ was a source of something those disciples were looking for. Although what you are saying now, we don't understand, but we know you have the words of eternal life. It's so important, church, that you take your eyes away from miracle signs and wonders. They are automatic for us. They are. That's why I told you on Friday, I noted the time. It was 4 p.m. I was standing in my room just before my wife walked into the room. And I heard him telling me, he said, this year, June program, he said, the theme will be the manifestation of the Spirit. Praise God. And while I was still listening, he added, every joint must supply. I know that is in Ephesians chapter 4. And when I heard that, what came to my mind is, God is about to introduce something among us that will make us stop following men. God is going to do something now, as the time is closing on, that he will be relating personally to individuals by the manifestation of the Spirit. Now, you will not need to go and line up to see a prophet. We are reaching that stage now where every elect bride member, you will have direct access concerning anything you want. Anything you want. I believe that is what he wants to do. Watch what will happen from this June. See how God will be moving. Time is getting too close now. The wedding will soon take place. The bride and the bridegroom are getting united. The time where man will be playing God for you is fading away. Where man will be making yanga because of a gift he has. That same God he talks to you will be talking to him now. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Watch and see what will happen. Oh, I got very excited because I know we are moving to another realm. Hallelujah. Attention is shifting now from man to Christ. Attention is shifting now from servant of God to the God of the servant. Oh, glory be to God. The time we are getting to now is a time now where you have direct access. Direct access. Direct. And I know it has to be like that. That's why he can come and give us the kind of revelation he's giving us now. That's the kind of thing. Immediately, because we are always looking for someone to follow. He told us now, nothing like apostle. Nobody has faulted that teaching till now. They are all embarrassed that they were holding on to error. But to step down now is difficult for many of them. You see? Nothing like apostle now. Apostle is here. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. If apostle is gone, then there are some scriptures here that is not for us. They are also gone. You can stand on the scripture for your healing. But when it comes to leadership, you don't know the office of apostle. Praise the Lord. Then you begin to see him telling us things. And it is not about Pastor Moses Alu. You don't understand. It's not about Pastor Moses. So it's not. Amen. Amen. That is what has always happened. Once God gives you something that others don't have, you become king. And then, you see, because of nothing like that. God won't even use such people in this movie he's doing now. God will never use anybody that will claim any vain glory. The thing he wants to do now, he will use men that will point people to him. The kind of move he wants to move now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You carry men that will point people to him because it is homegoing time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I need no other argument.
I need no other
I don't need another apostle. I don't need it all.
Yeah.
never finish. Sit down, I never finish.